Mahu. The having of the Gemara, Amar Mazutra Mishmei Derev Papa, I mean, you shouldn't say that's the having of the Gemara. Psak of Marzutra Mishmei Derev Papa, then in Rabba Zabaya Makudeshet. A question is, what is the procedure that Rava is speaking about? Amalei Ravashi le Marzutra Imkein Havelei Nechasim Sheesh Le Machrayus Niknimim Nechasim Sheen Le Machrayus Vanan Ibcha Tanan. Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayus, nimim metaltlim, niknimim nechasim she'esh lehem achrayus, namely karka, bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka. We have a kinyan agav, but it works in the opposite direction. Amarle, nisavris, the amarle agav, hacha, da. Namely, the havamin of the Gemara is that the mechanism that we're referring to is agav, and the issue of the Gemara is that it's the opposite of our classic agav. Our classic agav is that you make a kinyan Ankarka and the metaltalim comes along with it. And over here it appears that you're making a kinyan on metaltalim, on a mana, and that the woman goes along with the mana. The problem over here, of course, is twofold. Firstly, how would the Gemara ever have a havamina that a woman can be mekudeshet bekinyan agav? We have a Mishnah, a isha niknes b'shalosh drachim, v'kesef b'shtar u'v'biya. Agav is not mentioned. Even we pointed out that the Mishnah comes to exclude chalipin, which in some ways may be similar, excuse me, to kesef. But agav doesn't enter into the picture. What's over here going on in the havamina? Secondly, the whole world of agav is dealing with nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayus. It's dealing with karka as being one of the two items which is being nikne. Where in our equation do we have karka? We're dealing over here with kesef and with an isha. Okay, so the Rishonim deal with both of these issues. The first one is given relatively short shrift. If you look at the Ritva, the Rashba also basically comes up with the same conclusion on the third line. Ika lemeimar de hacha leravcha de milsa lo dok hacha tuva. Name of the Gemara over here is raising a trial balloon. Afilu tema. Were we to say that isha would be niknes ba'agav, then we have a problem over here with the direction of the agav, namely that it's all leravcha de milsa in achinami. A woman is not nikne ba'agav, and therefore, really, this havamina doesn't get off the ground. But even if we were to say, we would have an issue with the direction of the agav. Ravcha de milsa. That's the way both the Ritva and the Rashba deal with this issue. But in terms of the issue, okay, let's assume that agav would be shayach to kedushin. Forget about the direction. Where do we have karka in the equation? So this is dealt with the Rishonim on the daf. Namely, that Rashi already points out that we have over here Nachasim Shesha Machrayas Adam Hukash Likarkos Dixivis Nachaltem Osam Loreshes Achuza. We're dealing over there in the Pasuk with Eved Knani. Eved Knani is of the species of Adam, and we see that Eved Knani is referred to as an Achuza, so a person is viewed in halachic context as karka. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. Pirish bekuntris da adam hukash le karkaos v'kashe da hukraksiv ve'eved avol ben chorin lo iskash ela dafka bidome alai. Namely, Tosfos was aware that there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tesvav that does compare Adam to the world of karka. That when we have karka of hekdesh and we want to be poda the karka of hekdesh, we have to know how much it's worth. How do we know how much karka is worth? So we need a shuma. We need an estimate. Who makes the shuma? So the Gemara is dorish that in the world of karka, we need 10 people to make the shuma, one of them being a kohen. One kohen and 9 yisraelim, they are the 10 that do the shuma on karka. And the Gemara says, hu hadin, when a person says, domai alai, when a person says, I want to give my shofi, my worth, my value, to hekdesh, so we view this individual, who's a ben chorin, as an eved kenani, and we ask 10 people to estimate what would be his market value in terms of what money will go to hekdesh. So we do see that a Ben Chorin has a point of intersection with the world of Karka. But Tosfos says, Lo hu iskash eladavka. That's the exception to the rule. That's not the rule. Namely, if we want to ask ourselves which sort of kinyonim are going to work on a Ben Chorin, we're not going to compare a Ben Chorin to an Eved. An Eved is like Karka. Throughout Chazal we have Hukash Avadim Lekarkos. We're not Makish a Ben Chorin. And Tosfos points out that even Eved itself is a Machlokis. And therefore, since Tosfos views Rashi as being incorrect, so Tosfos says this is all part of the Kashya on the Havamina. Namely, when Rav Ashi asks, I, this Kinyan Agav, is upside down, what he's also asking is, A, we don't really have a Kinyan Agav that works with in the world of Kedushin, what the Ritva points out, and B, we don't really have Karka over here to be able to apply the world of Kinyan Agav. I mean, that's all part of the rejection. But there was really, according to Tosfos, never a serious Havamina, because just as Agav doesn't apply to the world of Kedushin, so the whole world of Kinyan Karka doesn't apply to the world of an Adam, of a Ben Chorin, who is what we're talking about. It only applies maximum to the world of Avadim. Okay, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So when we have a Machlokas Rishonim in the world of Beit Brisk, we always look to see, well, what did the Rambam hold? What was the Shita of the Rambam in terms of an Adam? So if we look in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Mechira, we have a Perek that deals with the worlds of Ona'a. And the Rambam points out in that Perek, Eru Devarim She'en Lahem Ona'a, Karkaos, Avadim, Shtaros, and Hekdeshos. And the Gemara, and the Rambam points out that we have Limudim on the world of Karka, then Eved is Hukash Lekarka, Shtaros, we're well aware, is Ein Gufan Mamon, and the Hekdesh is out because the Torah speaks about Lo Sonu Ish Miyad Amitecha, and Hekdesh is done Amitecha. Okay, so we have these categories. So we'll ask ourselves, what about a person, if you want if we're dealing with a Ben Chorin, you can't buy a Ben Chorin, but if you want to hire a Ben Chorin, would the din of Ona'a apply? Is there a concept of overcharging or undercharging? So the Rambam deals with that in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tesvav, Hasocher es hapoel, la'asos imo, ein lo Ona'a. Ein lo Ona'a. The question is, why? What is Sof Kol Sof? The dinim of Ona'a don't apply to Avadim and don't apply to Karka. To what is the Ben Chorin being compared? Is he being compared to an Eved or is he being compared to Karka? Lechora, according to Rashi, we can compare a person directly to Karka. According to Tosfos, we would have to compare the person to the world of Eved, right? And then say, well, a person maybe like an Eved Ivri, and an Eved Ivri maybe is like an Eved Knani, Which track is Tosfos using? Is the Rambam using? So we see that the previous halacha, the Rambam pointed out, Kishem She'en Halacha Yudalek, Kishem She'en Lekarko Sona'a, Kach Sfirus Karka Ein Lo Ona'a. Namely, that the same dinim that applied to Mechira applied to Sfirus. Okay, now in Halacha Tesvav, Hasocher es hapoel. We want to hire a poel. Do the dinim of Ona'a apply to the schira of an individual? So Rambam says no. But why no? Mipnei shehu kekone oso lizman va'avadim ein lehem Ona'a. Namely, that in order to explain Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam goes back to Halacha Ches. Right? That the reason that socher es ha-poel ein lo ona'a is because in Halacha Ches, he pointed out that in Avadim, ein lehem ona'a. The Rambam could have just gone back to Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam could have said, ha-socher es ha-poel ein bo ona'a, mitnei she'ein le-karkaos ona'a. And a person is like karka. But the Rambam doesn't go back from Tesvav to Yudalit. He goes from Tesvav all the way back to Halacha Ches, which would seem to imply that we have over here, it's a taking of a side, perhaps, within the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, as to whether our understanding of the Rambam is correct or not correct. So the Mishnah LeMelech over there points out, Ayein ma shekosav harav ha-magid b'perek beiz miyachos toin v'nitan v'tzarich iyun. Okay? The Mishnah LeMelech is sending us to understand this Rambam of Hasocher HaSapoel back to Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. So we'll follow the Mishnah LeMelech into Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. Okay? So in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, we have a Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Beis. What does Rambam say? Shtei Sados Macharitali, and the person responds, we have a Toin, this is Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. So the Toin says, I bought from you two fields. And the Nitan says, Lo Macharti Lecha Ela Achas, only sold you one field. Or, same case could be, Shnei Avadim, I only sold you one. Shtei Shtaros, I only sold you one. So the question is, should we apply the dinim of Moda B'miktsas to these three cases? We have over here a case parallel to, I lent you $200, no, you only lent me $100. So the Rambam Paskins, in this case, Hareza Nishba Hesed. There's no Shvua of Moda B'miktsas Mi Da'oraisa. Why not? What's unique about Sada, Eved, and Shtar? Ein nishboim al hakarkos, ein nishboim al haavodim, ein nishboim al hashtaros. And then the Rambam gives another example of this also in the world of Eid Echad. There's no shvua mida oraisa that relates to karka, that relates to eved, and that relates to shtar. And then the Rambam says that hu hadin, we would have the same issue if a person were to be mazik a field, chofer besada chaveiro boro sichin uma oros, and if he has to pay, and there's a machlokes, how much was he mazik the field? Currently, this field has two big holes in it. And he says, I only made one of the holes. And the Nizak says, no, you made both of the holes. So over here also, the Rambam says, this is karka. On the world of karka, there's no shvua midoraisa, only a shvua seses midrabona. Comes on the Ravid and says, Amar Avraham, nirin dvarim, when do we say that there is no shvua on holes that were made in the karka? Shetava'o l'ma'alos ha'chafiros u'la'hashvos ha'chatzeros. That's if the person goes to court and says, I want him to fill in the holes that he dug. Then, if there's a machlokas, how many holes did he dig? That's an issue of Einish Bo'en al HaKarkos. Avol im tevo'o l'shalem p'chato, harehu kishar tvius mamon. But if he says, this person was mazik me $200 worth of damage. Each of those holes is $100 of damage. And the fellow says, no, I was only mazik in 100. That's mamon. That's moda b'miktsas. Namely, it all depends how the tviya is verbalized. If the tviya is verbalized, I want him to fill in the holes, that's karka. If the tviya is verbalized, I want him to pay me the damage, that's mamon. If it's karka, there's no shvua. If there's mamon, there is shvua. That's what the Ravid adds into the Rambam. And then the Ravid ends off with a comparison. The Ravid says, "Ukamisha amargo chavalta bishtayim, v'hu amargo chavalti ela achas." Someone comes to court where both of his ears are black and blue, and he says, "That fellow, he boxed both of my ears." And the fellow says, "I only boxed one of his ears. When he came by me, one of his ears was black and blue. I made him even, right?" So, in other words, I agree. I owe him, but only on one ear, not on both ears. So the question is there a shvua of moda b'miktsas in such a situation? So the Ravid says, what's chabala? Nezek tzar ripui sheves boshes. It's payment. He's claiming, you owe me $200, and the other fellow is saying, only you owe $100. So vada is the shvua of moda b'miktsas. Namely, that even when the body which is being hit is a body on which there is no shvua, if what is being claimed is money, then there is a shvua. That's what the Ravid points out. So, my nafkim, if dealing with a person, if you're dealing with a field, if we're being toveya, fix the field, fix the body, So that would be no shvua. But if we're saying pay money, so in a field you have two options. In a person, you can't fix a person. It's only money. So when you're dealing with money, then there's a shvua mida oraisa. But what do we see from the Ravid? How does he view a person? Is this like, is the Ravid like Rashi or like Tosfos? Do we view a free person like karka or not? What does the Ravid say? We view a person like karka. Namely, that if we were to be dealing with the body of the person, then there wouldn't be a shvua. But if we're dealing with the value of the person, just like the value of the karka, then there is shvua. Namely, the Ravid makes a comparison between the world of chovel and the world of chofer besada. So this is like Rashi, that a free person has the status of karka. Rashi is speaking about the world of kinyan agav. The Ravid is speaking about the world of Shvua, right? But it's the same thing. In other words, we need karka. So Rashi says an Adam, a person, is like karka in the world of Agav. And the Ravid says a person is like karka in the world of Shvua. Okay? On this Ravid, we have a Magid Mishnah and a Mishnah Lamelech. The Magid Mishnah says, Mashikosav harav ukemish amar lo chavalta bishnayim, Nira kavanaso lomar the af agav the adam hukash lekarka kishehu tovo de mechavala harayuke metaltalim ve'ein zeraya, says the Magid Mishnah, the chiyamrin an adam hukash lekarka animli avodim. The Mishnah says we don't paskin like Rashi, we paskin like Tosfos. Only an eved is like karka, v'snachaltim osam. Right, that's pasuk talking about avodim, aval sharin shilo, namely. The Ravid may want to give a perush to the Rambam, but ma pit'om that the Rambam would agree with Rashi. The Rambam clearly agrees with Tosfos, that a person is not like karka, that a person is like metaltalin. The Mishnah HaMelech says, he quotes the Magid Mishnah, Mashikosav Od, Ein Zeraya, the Kachkosav Rabbeinu. But in other words, that we have to go back to the world of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Hasocher es hapoel ein lo onoa, v'taima the hukash lekarka. So the question is, going back to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam is comparing the poel, the person, to the world of karka. To that, but is he, in other words, v'shema yomar harav dohasam dafka itmardu mitam shekosav rabbeinu hukakona oso lizman. The avodim ain lahem onoa, namely that according to the Magid Mishnah, you would have to learn the Rambam over there that we have a comparison of a poel to an eved and an eved to karka, because according to the Magid Mishnah, we don't compare a person to karka; only an eved is compared to karka. Aval ain divrei harava Magid miyushavim. That's not pshat shekosav hani mirei avodim. V'yeshli yashiv bedochak, etc. Namely, the Mishnah says, I don't want to learn like Tosos. I want to learn like Rashi. That avodim is simply an example of the world of Adam, and the Rambam really is learning like Rashi, and therefore he compares the poel back to the world of. And therefore he says that the poel happens to be a person who is gufa koni like an eved, but hu hadin, in other words, it would by an adam chafshi we would hold like the Ravid that an adam chafshi really is like karka. Namely, the same issue that we have in our sugya between Rashi and Tosfos, we have a Rambam which is not 100% clear in Hilchos Bechira what he views about a Ben Chorin, and we have Machokas, Magid Mishnah, and Mishnah Lemelech, what the Rambam really holds. The Ravid clearly is like Rashi. The question is, what does the Rambam hold? It's very unclear. So Al-Atar, I sent you to the Shach. The Shach, as you saw, this is a classic Shach. The Shach sort of runs out of gas towards the end of Choshen Mishpat, which is usually the shachs that we tend to see. But if you go to the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, those are like the shachs that we have in Yoredeya. They have a shach over an entire amud, where he's like a bulldozer and is so convinced of his shita that everyone must hold like him. So in the middle of that shach, which is dealing with our issue of how do we view a person, is it shayach to make a shvua d'oraisa on a person? So he says, "Umashe kosav harav ha-magid, the dafka avodim hukshuga karka vol shara noshim vaday lo nehirahi." I don't understand where this Magid Mishnah is coming from. It's as though we don't have a Tosfos, it's as though we don't have a Rashba, we don't have a Ritva, we don't have anyone. The Perakama de Sanhedrin, Muchach de Adam Yisrael, Dino Kekarka. We have the Din of Shuma. That which Tosfos views as the exception points out the shock. This is a black and white Gemara that compares a person to Karka. Just as Karka is estimated Klapei Hekdesh with 10 people, so also a person. And then, well, that's the whole din of Doma Yalai. And then, Haki Mashma Nami Bishas Perakama Kedushin. We have our Gemara, that we apply Kinyan Agav to a woman getting married. She's a free woman. And we see that we view her like Karka. Havaleke Karkos. Then he says, V'af Alpisha Tosfos Kosfu Sham, that this is the exception. Mapitam, it's the exception. We have two Gemaras. It's a black and white. Namely, that this is Pshat Bishas. That's Mashma Kepirish Rashi. The Pasuk Hisnachaltim Osam is talking about an Eved. So Rashi will say, Lo Kashemide, Golil and Krot, the Eved Kekarka. Mehechi Teise, Nachalik ben Akarka ben Eved Lashar Adam. Adaraba, we have a Pasuk, the Gufa Adam is like Karka. In other words, and so we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, we have a Gemara in Kedushin, we have a Pasuk. And we have the Ravid that says it black and white as well. And I'll say the Rambam disagree with the Ravid. Mapitam. The Ravid is not disagreeing with the Rambam. The Ravid's only Mefarish the Rambam. And then he says, and this is also the Tur, and also the Beis Yosef, and also the Rashba, and also the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and also the Ran. And since we have the Ravid, the Rashba, and the Ran, the Tur, Rabbeinu Yerucham, like the Ravid, kind of read it's also the Rambam, QED, we pass them like Rashi. Okay, but in any case, what we have over here are clearly two ways of learning the sugya, and within the Rambam, you can read the Rambam in either direction. You can read the Rambam in Halacha Tesvav, that the Rambam is saying, a poel is like an eved. A poel is like an eved, namely that a ben adam is like an eved, that the Rambam would be like Rashi. Or you could learn, no, the poel himself is taking himself out of the realm of being an Adam when he is working for someone else. He's mocher atzmo l'zman. He turns himself into an Eved. And only by an Eved do we say that ein bo ono as opposed to ben choron. Either way, you couldn't Rambam in either direction. The Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam like Tosos. The Mishnah Lemelech learns the Rambam like Rashi and the Ravid. Okay, so this then is an open issue. Okay, but all of this is within the havamin of our Gemara. The maskana of our Gemara is mapitom. There's no kinyan agav in kedushin. The kinyan agav would have to work in a different direction. Maybe kinyan agav b'chol doesn't apply to a ben chorin, but rather hacha. The bottom of our Gemara is ba'adam chashuv askinan. Debahi hanah de kamekabel matana mina gamra umekanyala nasha. This clearly is the source of the underlying assumption that we've been that has been accompanying us through the Rambam, that a woman is nikna with hanah. A woman can be nikna with hanah. Here we have this woman who is nikna with the hanah that she is receiving. About the fact that this important person was willing to accept a gift from her. She would have paid someone to be mafayis, that person did the gift, so she's getting this hana'ah. The question is, and this is what we saw, that we saw two tracks in the world of hana'ah. We had the person who asked the question of the griz, and we had the griz himself. The person who asked the question viewed hana'ah as independent. Hana'ah substitutes for kesef. Mashain came, the Griz points out, no, you always need kesef, but you need kesef which also has hana'ah. Namely, according to the Griz, Hana is a necessary condition, but it's not a sufficient condition. Machenken, according to the person who asked, who wrote to the Griz, he felt that Hana was a sufficient condition. Can we mimidayik in our Gemara in either of these two directions? Is our Gemara pointing out that Hana is independent, or that Hana accompanies money? Yes? Well, that depends. I mean, you're 100% correct. That certainly is an option. That's a machlokas rishonim on what daf? On hey amud beis. Okay, let's go back for a minute to daf hey amud beis. Daf hey amud beis, we pointed out that the ideal kedushin has two factors. Nasanhu v'amarhu. Correct? Nasanhu v'amarhu. If we have a case of nasnahi v'amrahi, that's off the board. What if we have a case of Nasan Hu V'amrahi? That's a question in the Gemara. What about the opposite? Nasna Hi V'amarhu? That's a Machokas Rishonim. Let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos over there on the Feyema days. Ha Nasan Hu V'amrahi? That, the Gemara says, is an Abaya. Mashalo hiskir klal nosnahi v'amarhu. We have a missing case in the Gemara. It's not mentioned at all. Hu mishum delo psikala. The pa'amim mikudeshet ba'adam chashuv kida'amar lekaman. That the case of nosnahi v'amarhu is a case which depends on whom she is giving the money to. If she's giving it to the street cleaner, if she's giving it to her neighbor, then it won't work. If she's giving it to Donald Trump, assuming he was Jewish, right, then Adam Chashuv, then it would work. Right? In other words, that so since it's something that depends upon the financial status of or the social status of who she's giving it to, that's why the Gemara doesn't bring it up. Namely, that Tosus is saying black and white, that what is the case of Adam Chashuv? Nosnahi v'amarhu. Yeah? What does that mean? Nosnahi v'amarhu. What is she giving? A mana. She's giving money. Right? It's a case of nosnahi. She's giving money, but this money is accompanied with what? Hana'a, that she is receiving. She's giving money. She's receiving hana'a. And what is she mikudeshet with? That's not a case of nosnahi if she's mikudeshet with the hana'a. With both. Right? Namely, that Tosfos learns like the Griz. Look, in other words, if you want to just make life easier, you look on the page itself. Sorry, if you turn over the page, right? We have I even photostated a few of the Tosfos. Okay, Mashal Ohiskir Klal Nosnahi V'Amarhum Yishum Delo Psiko Yitpame Mekudeshet Badam Chashiv. The Rush is formulating this Tosfos in his Halacha Boi Rava Helech Mana VeEkadesh Shani Lacha Mahu. This was Rava's question. V'amar la, adds in the Rush, hareyat mekudeshet li b'mana shenatatli. Namely, that this is the Griz, that we have over here the combination of the money and the hana. Right? In other words, that hareyat mekudeshet li b'mana shenatatli. That you're mekudeshet by you're giving me the money, and now I am giving you hana'a for receiving the money. We have over here kedushin. Kedushin requires mana, but it also requires hana'a. That's the way Tosus and the Rush learn. However, look at the Rashba over there in the famous days. And I could have quoted for you also the Ramban, but the Ramban's syntax is generally more difficult than the Rashba. And I could have quoted for you also the Ritva, but I decided to quote the Rashba. And all three of them say as follows. Avol nasan hu v'amra hi, sveika have v'chayshinan midrabanan. That's a quote from the Gemara. The Im Tomar, asked the Rashba, Leiduk minonami nos dahiva amarhu, the tiret saraivid, dahi lopsikale, ik adam chashuv dahavi mikudeshet gemura kirisa lakama. This is Hushita, the Raivid, saying exactly like whom? Like Tosos and the Rosh, v'chein b'tosos rabosenu hatzarfatim. Aval, however, Rabbeinu alfasiva harambam kosvu, that a case of nos nahiva amarhu, ein kan beis mechush, is purely not mekudesh. Remember, the Gra pointed this out. V'nirin divrehem, the hay de amrinan lekaman de adam choshev mekudeshet, haynu dafka, shechazar hu v'amarga, hiskad shili b'hano azo, she'ani mekabel mimech matana zo. Is this what the Rosh wrote? No, the Rosh wrote, hiskad shili b'mona shenatatli. He is saying over here, hiskad shili b'hano azo, she'ani mekabel mimech matana zo. I'm mekadesh you purely with hana'a. V'chein pirisham rabbeinu chananel. V'imkein havelei, that the case of Adam Choshev is kenosan hu v'amar hu. It's a classic case of Kedushin, where he is giving her the means of Kedushin. What are the means of Kedushin? Hana'a. Only Hana'a. This is nosan hu v'amar hu. Avol nosna hi v'amar hu. Eina mekudeshet. Doesn't get off the ground. That's kitach kitukach isha leish. It's the wrong ways. It's the wrong street. There's nothing to talk about. Nos nahi. Even if amar hu, there's nothing to talk about. Eino mekudeshet. Namely, we have a machlokas rishonim how to view the case of Adam Choshev. That the case of Adam Choshev, according to Tosfos, the Ravid, and the Rush, is the case of Nosna He, V'Amar Hu. And the reason the Gemara doesn't talk about this case is because it depends upon the status of the person. While according to the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, and Rabbeinu Chananel, and by implication the Rambam and the Rif, this is a case of Nasan Hu V'Amar Hu. Right, we have a machlokes. How do we view the case of Adam Choshev? Nafkamina, what is he saying to her? So, according to Rashi, according to Tosos, the Raivan and the Rashi says, Harei at mekudeshet li b'mana shenatatli. That's the nosnahi. B'mana shenatatli. It's going in the wrong direction. But we have on top of that Hana'a. So when you have a mana and Hana'a, fine, as long as the Hana'a is going in the right direction, but we need a mana. We have a nasnahi. We have that she is giving that, in other words, this case of nasnahi. Masha'en Kain, according to the Rash, or the Ramban, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Chanan al Rambam and Rit, what he is saying, as the Rashba points out, Hare at Mekudeshet Li, the Hana'a, she'ani nosein lach. There's, in other words, it's pure hana. The mana is simply background. It's simply that which creates the hana. It's not the means of kedushin. The means of kedushin is pure hana. Namely, that this the first top sheet over here holds. This is the griz. In order to be mekadesh an ish, you need kesef. That's the Mishnah. You need kesef plus hana'a. That's the chiddush of our sugya. Kesef is not enough. You need also hana'a. But you need kesef. We need harei mekudeshet b'mana, but this mana has to be accompanied by hana'a. So when you give the mana to an adam chashuv, it's accompanied with hana'a. Were you to give the mana to a sanitation engineer, assuming that he's not another chashuv, right? Then there is no hana'a. You can't have kedushin without kesef plus hana'a. Hana'a is a necessary condition. Masha'en ken, according to the Rashba, the Ramban, this is the Kosei, those who's writing to the Griz, that a woman is mekudeshet with Hana'a. Hana'a is Shaveh Kesef. And Shaveh Kesef is Kesef. But we don't need Kesef. All we need is Hana'a. This is a sufficient condition. Okay? So in terms of our question, you're right, Noach, that one way of learning the sugya over here is like the Rashba, the Rabban, etc., that she's mekudeshet purely with the Hana'a. The mana is simply the means with which a mana being given to an Adam Chashev creates Hana'a. But she's mekudeshet purely with the Hana'a. Masha'inkin, according to Tosus the Ravid, this is a case of Nas Nahi. What's she giving? She's not giving Hana'a. She's giving Kesef. Right? You need Kesef. That's the Mishnah. You need Kesef. But the Sugi teaches us that Kesef isn't enough. It has to be accompanied with Hana'a. By an Adam Chashev, the kesef that she is giving is accompanied by Hana. Okay? So the nafgamina is, how to view this situation of Adam Choshev. Machlokes Achronim that we saw last week, and now we see that this Machlokes Achronim is really a Machlokes Rishonim. Are we dealing with a case of Nos Nahi, or a case of Nosan Hu? Are we putting the Dagesh, are we putting the emphasis on the Mana, or are we putting the emphasis on the Hana? Okay. That's the world of Adam Chashev. Next. Okay. Back on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. So after we had the Abaya of Rava, and we had the explanation, and we had the Psak of Rav Papa, and then we had the explanation of Marzutra that we're dealing over here with Adam Chashuv. Then the Gemara says, Itmar Nami Mishmei Derava V'chein Le'inyan Mamona, that our issues that we've been talking about, Amarava, 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 all of these mechanisms of Arev and Eved Knani, etc., apply to the world of Mamonos. Wherever we have a din of kesef, or perhaps hana'a, right? Wherever we have a din of kesef or shava kesef, we also can expand it with these dinim of arev and eved knani, etc. The question is, how far does this go? V'chein lemamana, that it applies to arev, eved knani, mitin shnehem. Right, putting together Eben of Kanani, that's no question. Does it apply also to the world of Adam Chashuv? Namely, if I go to an Adam Chashuv and I tell him that I want to I want to sell him my land. And I give the Adam Chashuv a mana, and he accepts my gift. Can the Hana'a that I'm receiving, can that buy the field? In other words, do we apply the same way that we have over here, that a woman can be mekudeshet via in the world of Adam by giving a mana to an Adam Chashuv? Can we also buy a field via an Adam Chashuv? So let's talk about it theoretically. What do you say according to the Rashba, the Ritva, the whole line over here, Rabbi Nochanan El Rambam, Rif, who understand Adam Chashev as pure Hana'a? Would it apply to the world of Mamonos? Excuse me? We don't know. In other words, we know in the world of Mamonos that to be called a Karka, you need Kesef, Shtar, or Chazaka. We haven't seen yet that the world that Hana'a can substitute in the world of Mamonos. Why distinguish? We're going to see in a minute, but it's a Chiddush, right? In other words, that would be the Chiddush of Achema Mamona that we can move over to the world of in other words, and that Chiddush, that's what Gemara is saying, that we would have thought maybe tzricha yashmina kiddushim mishum ha'isisa nechala b'kolshehu kirish lakish, etc. Maybe hana is not to be kaddish a woman, but in the world of mamonos, you need real money. That's the real world. That's not you need cash on hand. Or you could say no, that maybe mamonos, the money is less important than in the world of kiddushin. In the world of mamonos, you could have mechila. We can't have mechila. Anyway, it's an interesting question. What about according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, the world of Adam Chashuv is that combination of money going from the woman to the man and hanah going to the woman. Would that work in the world of mamonos? Because the money is going in the wrong direction. In the world of mamonos, we never heard that you can have a mocher giving money to the lokeach. The lokeach has to give the money to the mocher. Chora. I mean, so this is the issue. Namely, within the Rashba, maybe, but where do we find it? Within Tosfos, it's much less likely because the money is going in the wrong direction. That's a chiddush in the world. Maybe, again. What do we see in Rashi? What does Rashi do? He leaves out Adam Chashev, right? Rashi says, "Chinya mamana hanach shmeisus adarava yafin and kedushim idin orev eviknani and the din of shnehem." Period. Not Adam Chashev. The question is, why did Rashi leave out Adam Chashev? So here we have a machlokes between the Ritva and the Rashba, and the Ramban in his over here dafka. You know, where it quotes both shitos. I mean, the Ramban and Shir said two shitos. The Rashba wrote down one of them. The Ritva wrote down the other one. So, just to, for the sake of efficiency, let's look together over here in the Ramban. You have it, the Ramban. V'chein le'inyan mamona. Rashi zal kosav atros memory derava. That maybe. Only in the world of Kedushin do we have this concept of Hana. Maybe the whole world of Hana is only in the world of Kedushin. It doesn't apply to the world of Mamonos. Or, Efshar Demishum Ahibaya Rava, Velo Ipshita, Piresh Kev. Or maybe the Rashi didn't include Adam Chashev because Adam Chashev Rava never came to a conclusion. All the other cases, Rava said, halacha l'maisa. And the case of Adam Chasha, we have boy Rava. And therefore, we don't know whether Rava would agree with Marzutra's conclusion. Aval, says the Ramban, l'shitato, b'din hu shekol shekona b'isha kona b'karka. Namely, this is basically what Jason pointed out. If we're saying that Hana'a is enough for Kiddushin, and in Kiddushin we need Kesef, we're saying that Hana'a is Kesef, hu hadin l'chora in Sada. That even though there is room perhaps to say that an Isha, she is willing to accept less than the norm, but the bottom line is that we compare whatever works, whatever is called Kesef in the world of Isha, will be called Kesef in the world of Karka. To the degree, says the Ramban, Voyadati Lama Hishmit Rabbeinu Hagadol Dovarzeh Velo Kasava Bahalachos. I have no idea why we don't find this black and white in the Rambam or in the Rif, that Hanah is enough to buy a piece of land. It's it's Rekod Lefanai. If we have someone who will do a ballet performance, can she buy Karka with a ballet performance? Again, money she can buy. Jelly beans at Shavah Kesef, she can buy. But what about pure Hana'a, which is not mamash? So the Ramban says, if pure Hana'a works in the world of Ishus, it works in the world of Karka. But that's one way of learning that one way of learning is that Rashi simply had a technical difficulty in terms of Boi Rava. But the other way of learning, maybe Rashi really learned like Tosfos and the Rush, and we're dealing with mana plus hana'a, and maybe that concept of the mana going this way and hana'a going that way, maybe that's a unique halacha in the world of Ishus. It would not necessarily work in the world of Karka. That's an open issue. However, what the Ramban does do is he raises a Rabbeinu Hananel in order to shoot him down. But the Rashba resurrects him. Okay, what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Rabbeinu Hananel kosva ahelech mana v'yiknulach nechosai. The Rach says black and white that Adam Chashuv works in the world of buying fields. How? V'amar debahi hana mechsheva kikli diyahave hakone v'makne. That it doesn't work as kesef. Hana is not kesef, but hana is chalipin. Hana will work in the world of chalipin. What do we normally require in the world of chalipin? A kli. So just as hana can substitute for kesef by kedushin, hana can substitute for kli in the world of chalipin. Ula perush zeh, to be honest, says the Ramban, af metaltlin kanava. So you know, not only can buy karka, if we're dealing with kesef only by karka. If we're dealing with chalip, and even metaltalim, you could be kone. Ve'eni roa b'shmu azo zecher l'kli v'chalipin elamos v'kesef shekonen b'isha v'karka. The Ramban says that this is pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Where Rabbeinu Hananel come up with this? No one ever said that Hanoah can substitute for a kli. V'chora, what's a kli? How do we define a kli? A kli is, what's the difference between a stone and a kli?
One's functional, one's not.
A kli is something which is functional. Since when is hana'a functional? What kind of kli is hana'a? To speak about it as being, having value, I can speak about a stone as having value. That could be shava kesef, a jelly bean can have value. But a kli is something functional. How in the world is hana'a functional? The Ramban simply tosses the rach into the recycling bin. Doesn't like the Rach at all. Comes along the Rashba, and he says, Rabbeinu Hananel, he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Hano is equivalent of a Kli. And that the Ramban felt, Eini Roa Bishmu Azo, that's pulling the rabbit out of the hat. Comes along the Rashba, and disagrees with his Rebbe. V'lo yaradati l'sof das Rabbeinu, Nun Reishvav stands for Natre Rachmana, Parkei, right? That a Kosh Baruch Hu should watch over his soul and redeem it. Namely, he should come to Tchias Hamei. It's a nice way of saying Zecher Tzadok Livracha. Okay, in the Bechachmei Sfarad, when the Rosh Yeshiva passed away, they would always write Nun Reishvav, Natre Rachmana Uparkei. That Kosh Baruch Hu should watch over his soul and eventually redeem it. Okay. So after the Ramban passed away, when the Rashi was writing his Chidushim, he writes Lo Yaradati L'Sof Das Rabbeinu Natre Rachmanu Parke Bekusha Zo Da'atu Beisha Ubekarka Hana'a Zo Kesef Mamashi. I mean, how do we learn our sugya? Hana'a is the equivalent of Kesef. What? Hana'a, you see a coin? Not pitom. Hanoa yeshkan kesev enkan. Ela, when we substitute hanoa for money, what are we doing? Kedei lekayem kavonas hamakne v'dato anuroin hanoa so ki ilu yeshla mamosh she yiskayem dato alav. Hilkoch gabe isha she hakesev koneba anuroin oso ki ilu kesev v'kabala so hi umit kadeshet bo. What yisod over here? Fascinating yisod is the Rashba saying. It's something that we said, but we didn't take it as far as the Rashba. What, according to the Rashba, is the function of the Kli in Chalipin? What is the function of Kesef in the world of Kiddushin? Am I buying the woman with this money? Am I saying that she's worth a ring? That she's worth a pruta? Chas v'shalom. What is the function of the Kesef Kedushin? When I give her Kesef Kedushin, what am I doing? What does he write? Kidei lekayem kavonas hamakne v'da'ato.
To establish das.
It's to cement das. How do we know that the woman is really serious about getting married? By her receiving the kesef, it shows she's serious. Right? He goes over and says, will you marry me? And she says, sure. So he was joking, she was joking. But if he goes over and says, will you marry me with this ring? Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, and she accepts it. By accepting the ring, she is saying, I am serious. The Haros, again, Kedei Lekayim Kavonas Hamakne V'Da'ato. This is what we said in the world of Chalipin. We said that Chalipin is a Kinyan Acher. What does it mean, a Kinyan Acher? All we're concerned about is Das Makne. We just need some symbol that is really Das Makne. What's a symbol that is really Das Makne? The Kli. So what the Rashba is doing is he takes that world. It's not a Kinyan Acher. That's the world of Kinyanim. In other words, that there are two worlds, if you want, of Kinyanim. There's a world of Kinyanim, of Meshicha and Hagbah and Chazaka, which means I do something physical to show control. I pick it up. I lock the door. I do something physical to show control. But then there's a whole world of Kesef, which is Kesef Kinyan, right? Not Kesef Piron, Kesef Kinyan, that I'm doing something symbolic to show that I have full das. So the same way that Hanoah can substitute for Kesef in the world of Kedushin, Hanoah can substitute for Kli in the world of Chalipin. My nafgamina, I don't need Kesef qua Kesef. I need Kesef as something which will show seriousness. So her receiving Hanoah is the equivalent of her receiving money. Her receiving Hanoah is the equivalent of her receiving a Kli. That's very, very audacious. Namely, we had viewed Chalipin as an exception to the rule. Comes along the Rashba and says that's the rule. The rule is that all of these Kesef, Kli, etc. are all symbolic manifestations of Das Makne. And so you don't need necessarily money or Shavah Kesef. It's enough to have Hanoah. You don't even need a Kli. It's enough to have Hanoah. Okay? That's according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Arich, says the Rashba. And it works out. In other words, and everything is fine and good. And in other words, all is well in the world. We have solved our issues. Okay, so what we have over here are three options within the world of Adam Chashuv as it applies to Mamonos. One is, it doesn't apply to Mamonos. It doesn't. And that makes a lot of sense according to Tosus and the Rush, etc., because it's going in the wrong direction. In other words, that Adam Chashuv is a combination of Mana and Hana'a, and the Mana is going in the wrong direction. And that would explain why Rashi didn't mention it, because it doesn't apply. Maybe Rashi holds, like Chachmei Ashkenaz. Right? That's the common denominator of Tosfos and the Rush. Even the Ravid from Provence comes in. Right? So, Masha Einkein, if we learn, like Chachmei Sfarad and the Gaonim, Rashba, Ritva, Rabbeinu Hanano, Rambam and Rif, that Adam Chashev is pure Hana'a. So the Raman says, why shouldn't it work? If Hana'a can substitute for Kesef, if Hana'a is considered to be Shava Kesef in the world of Ishus, why not in the world of Karka? And really it does work. So why didn't Rashi mention it? Because Rashi didn't mention those things that Rava had in Abaya, and Boi Rava. It was an Abaya and Rava. But really, that's only a technical issue. Really it would work. That's the easy way. Third way of learning is like Rabbeinu Chananel. Not only does it work in the world of Kinyan Sode as substituting for Kesev, it even works in Kinyan Metaltalim as substituting for a Kli. Namely, that it even works when we don't require Kesev. What all we require is Chalipin. All we need is a Kli, that it shows Da'as Makne. And then it would be very broad. It would not only work by Ishus and by Sode, it would even work by Metaltalim. The Ramban rejects Rabbeinu Chananel, ma pit'om, that Hanoah should be a Kli. The Rashba accepts Rabbeinu Chananel that all a Kli is only a manifestation of Das Makne. So over here also we have a manifestation of Das Makne. Okay. Then we point out that the Gemara says that we need Rava to tell us that this is going to move from these worlds. Let's take where everyone agrees, of Arev, Eved Kanani. These worlds move from the world of Kedushin to the world of Mamonos. What's the Chiddush? Don't we always say that works? It's Kesef, it's Kesef. If it's Kesef, it's Kesef. The Chiddush is, we might have thought we can be lenient in the world of Kedushin, because we have the statement of Rish Lakish, Tav lemeitav tandu, mi lemeitav armalu. Women want to be married, and therefore they would settle for less in terms of receiving than selling a field. Selling a field is something which is objective. Masha'ink and getting married is very, very subjective. With a field, either I buy it or I don't buy it. With a husband, I need a husband. Right? Tav lemeitav tandu mi lemeitav armalu. So the fact that something works in the world of Ishus doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in the world of Sada. Okay. So I sent you I handed out to you a very, very emotional critique of the Rav, in which he points out the importance of tradition and masoret in the world of learning and emunas chachamim. And one of the examples that he gives of the world of Chazal is that the world of Chazakos are ontological realities. Namely, they are built into creation. They are not relative. They are not relative to society, but they are metaphysical realities. That there we have a pasuk in Chumash, v'hu yimshalbach, that the klala of Chava is that marriage is not an equal relationship, that a woman needs to be married more than a man needs to be married. And the Shidduch crisis is not a crisis of men, it's a crisis of women. The men will get along as being bachelors. The women, they want to be married to be able to express themselves, that they need it more. Tav lemeitav tandu, mi lemeitav armu. It's irrelevant if it's a world of feminism, or a world of post-feminism, or post-post-feminism. All of that is totally irrelevant. Why did the Rav get so emotionally uptight? Because there was a previous president of the Histadrus HaRabbanim, whom the Rav doesn't mention by name, but where it's he identifies himself, who decided that no, that there are many agunos, and we can solve the problem of aguna with a world of mekach taus. That had the woman known that this would be the family situation, that the husband would treat her in such a manner, she never would have married him in the first place. I tav lemeitav tandu mi lemeitav armalu. Isn't even an abusive relationship sometimes better than no relationship? That doesn't apply in the 20th century. In the 20th century, if we do a poll, we'll find that women would rather not be married than be married to a person who is less than ideal, etc. And of course the question is where you draw the line. I mean, so of course Moshe also has tshuvos where he annuls marriages because the woman was unaware of certain aspects of her future husband's personality. She wasn't aware that he was schizophrenic. She wasn't aware that he was a homosexual or bisexual. And had she been aware, she never would have married him in the first place. Rav Moshe has tshuvas that's not a marriage. That's a mekach taos. But to apply it to the fact that he gets angry, or that he gambles, or that he yells at the kids. In other words, that's not necessarily enough to say to break a marriage. Okay, and etc. etc. So since he had come out with such a statement, so the Rav came out against him, and then as you saw, 25 years later, he claimed that the Rav really agreed with him. If you read through what he says, we realize human nature is that we always tend to misinterpret. Clearly, I mean, what he's writing is that the Rav walked over to him and said, look, as a person, I apologize for calling you out, or it's in public. I apologize for publicly humiliating you. But it doesn't mean that I agree with what you said. In other words, he said, the Rav says black and white. I view marriages metaphysically. You view them historically. That's the whole difference. In any case, you should just be aware that leaving aside the issue of the Rav and the individual with whom he disagreed, this is a machlokes achronim. This is you know, it's leaving aside the issue of the particular individual. When I learned by Reb Zalman Nechemia, I remember we were in Chol Shem Mishpat, and we came up to the Chazaka. Chazaka ein oda meis panav bifnei bal chovo. And Reb Zalman Nechemia, and that, of course, that doesn't apply nowadays, where people are arrogant and would be umeis even to people from whom they borrowed money and to whom they owe favors, etc. He says we live in a society where, unfortunately, hakaras hatov is not a given. So I went over to him and said, isn't this chazaka? So he said, sure, it's chazaka. So I said, doesn't it say in the chazal? If chazal said it, doesn't that mean that it looked at me like I fell from the moon? He said, chazakos represent that which is meaningful in a society. Every society, there are certain chazakos that do apply and certain chazakos that don't apply. Okay, in other words, this is an open issue. It's an open issue within the world of achronim. So, what I thought was, for a few minutes, we can look at the sugyas of Tavla Meitav Tandu and see whether we have a raya one way or another. So, of course, if our sugya, telling us that a woman would be happy to receive hana'ah, even if it is not considered to be the value of kesef for buying a field, that could be a mitzius, or it could be an ontological reality. Namely, you can't tell from our Gemara one way or another. Similarly, if we go down the line and we look at the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, right? In other words, in the case, are we afraid that a woman would not want to marry a person who she never met because maybe he won't find favor in her eyes? So, again, that could be a ontological reality that we don't have these fears because tavla meitan tandu, or it could be a psychological reality. Similarly, in the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that we're not choshesh, that a woman is not serious about getting married when she knows that there's a yavam waiting in the wings. That could be, again, a psychological reality or a metaphysical reality, but L'chora, there is one sugya that lends itself to a broader interpretation, and that's the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say over there? I printed it out for you. It's like two lines. Amale Ravina LaRava Hamezake Get LeIshto B'Makom Ktata. Just be aware that the concept of Zikui Get is now in the headlines in the rabbinic world for the last 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. How far does this concept of, is there a concept of zikui get? And how far does it go? Namely, that there is a famous case of the get of Tzfat, in which there is a relatively young woman, who was married for a relatively short period of time, and there was a car accident, and her husband became a vegetable via the car accident. And they're married, and he's in the hospital in a vegetative state, and she's a year, 2 years, 5 years are going by, and she would like to get married. She would like to have a husband. She would like to have children. But her husband is in no condition to give her a get. This is a classic aguna. And so there is a Rav who was mezakeh a get to her, saying that had we been able to ask the husband, would he want his wife to remain in this state of nothingness, or have her have a get, he probably would want to give her a get, and so we can write the get to the woman. And he wrote a get for the woman, and you know, of course it exploded, and you know, as to whether such a thing is valid or not. I mean, you know, zikui get means when you have a husband who's writing a get. That's the Gemara's case. Here we have no husband and we have no get. In other words, you're missing everything. Sometimes we can do without the get, but we have a husband. Sometimes we could do without the husband, we need a get. In other words, he took zikui get to the stratosphere of beyond, by humble opinion, logical possibilities. But in any case, so the question is that normally, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a concept of an appeal court. But who can appeal a case? The only one who can appeal over here is a husband. The husband can't appeal. So the question was whether they can bring in a straw man from the outside to appeal the case, because the husband can't appeal the case. And so now it's in front of the Supreme Court, whether the Supreme Court, whether the Beis Din HaGadol can deal with this case, which in which a straw man is bringing the appeal. But in any case, this is, it all deals with the world of Zikui Get. What's going on in Zikui Get? We have a rule. Zachin la'adam shelo befanav. We can be mezakeh something even if an individual is not around. But ain chavin la'adam shelo befanav. But we can't bring, right. So normally, to, in other words, a husband can give a get to a shliach l'holacha to take to his wife, and when the shliach l'holacha gets to his wife, then she's megureshet. Can a husband create a shliach kabbalah for the woman? Namely, can the husband give the get to Jane in order to be megaresh Mary? Or not Jane, even it could be Joe. Megaresh Mary. Can the husband create a shliach kabbalah that when Joe or Jane gets the get, the woman Mary is going to be megureshet no matter where she is? Can we be mezakeh a woman a get? Shelo befaneha? So the Gemara says no. A get is a chov. A get is against the woman's best interest. And therefore, you can't have a situation where you're going to be mezakeh a get to a shliach kabbalah without the woman's presence. What if, asked the Gemara, we know that this woman wants a get, that she and her husband are not on speaking terms. There's a ketata veinehem. Would that turn this get into a zochid? Normally, when you're dealing with a happy marriage, but the husband wants to break it for whatever reason, he found a woman who's prettier, so that's a chov. But what if we have a situation where we know that's not a happy marriage, and they're fighting one with another? Can we view the get as a zchut? So that the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina l'Rava, Hamezake get l'ishta makom ketata mahu. Cave on the Isla Ketata Bahadeh. Do we say that since the woman is fighting with the husband all the time, Zchutula, to get divorced from him would be a Zchut, and so we can do it even not in her presence? O Dilma, Necha Degufa Adifle. Or maybe there's another factor over here that overrides the Ketata. What is that other factor? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Marish Lakish Tavla Meitav Tandu. This could be interpreted as being that even though this particular woman temporarily is in a state where she would be theoretically happy to get a get, but maybe there is this ontological reality, maybe there is this metaphysical reality of Tavla Meitav Tandu, which would override, namely that a get by its nature is always going to be a chov. That's a way of learning the Gemara. The question is that's the way one should learn the Gemara? But that is, namely, in our sugya, you have no idea whether we're talking about something subjective or objective. But the Gemara over there is contrasting ketata to this necha de gufa, which is tavla meitav tandu. And the question is, maybe the Gemara is asking, is the fact that a get is a chov, is that psychological? And here this woman says, I'm not part of that psychology. I want to be divorced. Or is it ontological, and therefore it's built in, that a get is a chov, and there's no way that we can mezakeh again. So, there is a Rashba in Kedushin who points out that we have a concept of a zechut gomor. That if we have shichur eved, let's say that people want to be poded this eved, as we pointed out, from his avdus, and the eved says, I'm happy. The eved Kenani says, I'm happy. I don't want to be a free man. I want to remain an Eved. We say, Zachin. No, it's a schus for you to be a free man. You can marry a woman. You can be Mekayim Mitzvos. It's a schut gomor. So the Rashba says that even if the Eved is shouting, I don't want out, we can be mezakeh him with a get shichur because it's a schut gomor. So the question is there a parallel case of a chov gomor? Just like we view becoming free as a zchut gamur, it's an ontological reality that a person should be free. Even if a person says, I'd rather be an eved, he's just drugged. He's addicted to avdus. But the reality is that he should be free. maybe we'll say the same thing in terms of a get, that there's a concept of a chov gomor. That's what's raised by the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah quotes a Ramban that points out that b'meshehi chova gemura afilu nisratza lav krumli, that if we have a situation which is considered to be a chov gomor, even if the woman appears to be interested in it, we're not going to allow it to go through. We're going to say that the chov gomor overrides any possibility of zechiyah. These two options make their way into the tour. The tour paskins Siman Kuf Mem, Aval Ha'ish Eino Yochol Lasot Shliach HaKabbalah, Eino Yochol Lasot Shliach Chovata, Afilu Hayasakatata Beneihem, Eino Krum, Le'olam Chova Hula. He paskins like Tav Lemeitav Tandu. However, he quotes about Ha'itur that everything depends upon her Ratzon. Heicha de Amar Zechila, and she wants it, then if she wants it, we're going to view it as a zechut. The tour rejects the Baal Ha'itur. He says nothing ein nira. In other words, that there's no way that it could be a zechut. It's by nature, it's a chov. But there is such a shita. The Beis Yosef points out that the Yerushalmi and most Rishonim, the Rashba, etc., hold like the tour that by its nature, a get is a chov, even in a case of katata. But he quotes a Ran who is still masupak. He views the Gemara as leaving it as a safek, and he quotes the Baal Ha'itur. That's against the Yerushalmi. The Bach points out, so what if the Baal Ha'itur is against the Yerushalmi? He's a das yochid. Ma pitom that we would ever take that into account. The pashtus of the sugya is that we have over here a chov gamur, that's the pashtus of the Yerushalmi, and therefore, even if a woman were to ask to be megureshet, we would call it a chov and ein zach ein chavin la'adam shalabafanam. Okay, this is simply what we see in terms of tabla meitav. There's much, much more that there exists in terms of the various, now there are all sorts of batei dinim, there's a basin that in America, one of the individuals in the YU constellation is part of that Beis Din. I'm trying not to mention any names, right? And there's a whole machlokes as to whether what are the means that they're using. In other words, can we assume that tavla meitav tandu is batel nowadays, and that women don't view marriage in the same manner, and that there would be a possibility of zakin or possibilities of mekachtos, even in situations that maybe 100 years ago would not have been a mekachtos, but nowadays women have different expectations, and this can be called a mekachtos. And this is a very, very real issue. But what's behind the issue is the nature of the chazaka of tavla meitav tandu. Now, one can say, whatever you can distinguish between a chazaka in the world of mamonos and a chazaka in the world of ishus, that's very, very possible. But in terms of tavla meitav tandu, I'm just pointing out that there appears to be a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim assume that tavla meitav is an objective reality, even if a woman is tzovachat, she's crying out, I want to get. We're going to say that this is a chov, not a zchut, with various nafkaminas, but there is the Baal Ha'itur that's quoted by the tour, who allows for such an option of viewing a get as a zchut as opposed to a chov. Okay, we'll stop over here. I photostated for you, Mari Makomos, if you could just pass these out, I'd appreciate it.
Is there any way for a husband to write